Amen. Amen. It is a blessing to be able to stand before you in the house of prayer. Amen. I like to say I'm one of the best solo singers there is. I sing very low. Amen. I got two little ones that are at home not feeling well, so they are not here. So I know there's others that are out probably due to the same reason. So definitely want to make sure that we keep those that are sick and shut in lifted up in prayer. Amen. And with them being sick, it kind of threw my whole routine off. You know, I just got off track and left my phone at home. So I feel like it was at a time that you didn't have phones right now. Amen. Y'all remember those days when you didn't have a phone? Now you can't leave home without it. But I just feel like, man, I was patting myself down. I was like, man, I lost my, I don't have my phone with me. But nevertheless, God has allowed me to stand before you. Amen. Even being thrown off track, I still got the word with me, though. Amen. I didn't forget about that. I got what was most important, to be honest with you. Amen. Giving honor to God who's head of my life, to deacons, to everyone in the respective places. We do have a word from heaven on this morning. Amen. Turn to 2 Chronicles. Amen. I'm going to let you sit down in a minute. I know y'all want to be relaxed. When you have it, can you acknowledge by saying amen? If you don't, it should be on the board for you. If you don't, we are, or some of you may have it by phone. We are definitely in a different day and time where you don't hear much of, amen, people just Google it. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. For the reading, hearers, and doers of God's word. I want you all to, I actually want to remind you, okay, of the battles that we have. It's not that you don't know, but you need to be reminded. And to me, there's nothing wrong with a reminder, you know. So our struggles in life are not for us to fight, especially you're a child of God. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. You know, here's the thing. My son said someone at school pushed him. And my reaction was, did you push him back? I don't care what the school policy is. I said, did you push him back? You know, that was my response. In other words, what I'm telling my son, somebody push you, you push him back. And so I'm letting him know the battle is not going to be his. It's going to be mine. Because if he gets in trouble, see, a lot of times they're worried about getting in trouble. My thing is, if he gets in trouble, that's when I come in. Because I'll say to the school, well, if you don't want my son to put his hands on that child, then you tell that child not to put their hands on my son. It works just like that. So if you don't want him to touch them, then tell them don't touch my child. Because if you touch him, he's going to touch him back. That's just fair. In other words, I'm letting my son know, I'll take care of that. You just don't let nobody push you. Amen? So I'm letting him know the battle ain't yours. It's mine. Let me handle that. God put the story of Jehoshaphat in the Bible for an illustration for us to understand how to deal with situations.